Proclamation number 5412 of 14th of June, 1952. Source of Mercy. God's Word. God's fountain of grace is inexhaustible and is at your disposal, for He knows how much you humans need it, how many events of grace need to be granted to you so that you will become strong enough for the work you have to do on earth, which your soul is to accomplish. You cannot do it by your own strength, you need to receive strength from God, and since you cannot acquire it yourselves, it is a gift, so to speak, which He offers you from the fountain of His grace. To draw from the well of His grace unmeasured. And no matter how ambitious the human being is, the one is too weak of one's own accord to tackle the spiritual ascent of one's soul, and therefore God's love takes pity on the one and assists where the human being is in danger of failing. It grants to the one an abundance of strength of grace which the one only needs to use, which is certainly offered to the one but cannot become effective until the human being wants it himself, until he utilizes it according to divine will. This pastoral of grace can take place in many ways. It always originates from God, i.e., God Himself causes everything that can serve the human being to mature, and all these means and ways are God's pastorals of grace which He is not deserved but which are a proper gift from God. And thus every means which helps the human being to reach perfection can be regarded as a means of grace, and the fountain of His love is inexhaustible. God will never stop helping people to mature spiritually, yet His help is not always accepted. The means of His infinite grants of love to people are not always made use of. They cannot always become effective because the human being's free will must not be eliminated, otherwise every gift of grace would have to guarantee a maturing, which, however, is only ever possible if the human being is willing to accept and make use of it. And thus His divine word is also an immeasurably effective means of grace, flowing forth from the inexhaustible source of His grace. The living water is unsurpassable in its strength and yields for sure the soul's maturity to the human being, yet again only if the human being's will is ready to withdraw strength from this water, if he refreshes and strengthens himself. If he believes in the strength which God wants to impart to him through His Word. To be allowed to refresh himself at the source of His immeasurable love is truly a gift of grace which no one should spurn, for nothing else can give his soul such a boost, nothing else but His divine Word promotes its maturity and brings about the change of nature. And no restrictions, whatsoever, are imposed on you humans, His measure of grace is at your disposal unlimitedly. You may always be certain of the divine help, you just have to strive for it of your own free will, for it depends on yourselves whether the grace can actually become effective. Therefore, don't pass by the fountain of life, look for the path to the source of the living water and, when found, take a rest there and receive divine gifts of grace, so that you will not have lived on earth in vain, so that you will mature on your soul and reach your aim on earth. Amen.